Are you a Bible student, not just a reader, but a disciple who looks forward to opening up the book and delving into the many mysteries and treasures that are therein revealed? If you are, we trust that the following information will be of benefit. Our question is, what are some prerequisites of profitable Bible study? As we consider the source of the writings referred to as the Bible, which is simply a collection of books dealing with all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1 and verse 3, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work, 2 Timothy 3:17. It should be readily seen that a proper attitude must be developed so that the man of God can confidently say, as the Lord did before the Father, not as I will, but as thou wilt, Matthew 26:39. In order to do so, the following characteristics must be developed in order to benefit from the Lord's teaching. We'll be taking our primary text from the 119th Psalm. 1. Have respect for God's will. The psalmist was attuned to his need to respect God's will, as he said, "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and shall have respect unto thy statutes continually." When a proper respect is maintained, then and only then can the man of God say, "Then shall I not be put to shame, when I have respect unto all thy commandments." The 119th Psalm in verse 6. 2. Have humility. For the sake of time and space, we're going to use the term meek, as it applies to those who do not argue with God. Thus, the psalmist says, "Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness." The man of God must bow his heart unto the instructions of God. 3. Exercise extreme care. The psalmist speaks of God's precepts that have been commanded, precepts being an authoritative rule for action, injunction, where man's obligations are set forth. Concerning precepts, the psalmist said, "Thou hast commanded us thy precepts, that we should observe them diligently." The 119th Psalm in verse 4. The Apostle Paul instructed Timothy, saying, "Give diligence to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, handling aright the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2:15. The term "handling aright" is literally "cut it straight." 4. Reject human wisdom. Following human wisdom is blight upon the man of God's character. If we are truly seeking God's will, then man's think-sos, "it seems to me," or "I don't see anything wrong with it," will have no bearing on the word. The psalmist affirmed his confidence in God, saying, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thy commandments make me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have kept thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might observe thy word. I have not turned aside from thine ordinances, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. I have sworn and have confirmed it that I will observe thy righteous ordinances." The 119th Psalm, verse 97 through 106. 5. Pray. The 119th Psalm in verse 18 says, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jeremiah saying, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in Jehovah and whose trust Jehovah is." Jeremiah 17 and verse 7.